Is it good? Yeah, good, good.
Right.
In the middle of Shin Ayin. Aval. That's where we're up to. So we're learning about different cases of people living with other people and they still don't need to be part of an Erev. So now we've got a case like this. It's a new case, Bemis. Aval Mishi Yashloi Melamed Oisoifa Bebesoi. So he hired a Melamed or a Soifa, interesting, Soifa, he needed a Soifa. So you come live with me and you write for me a Soifa Torah or Mezuzah. The Chen Talmidim, Halom Dim Bifnei Orav. V'doim bebeisoi kol echad bechadroi. Each one lives on his own. Afilu yesh lechol echad pesach posuach lechotza. Each one has its own opening to the chotza, but they have interconnected rooms with the balabos. V'oichol v'yoshon bechadroi. And he even lives in his own house. Now we had before, if people live in their own house, even if they have interconnecting rooms, but if they're all for their own house, if you have proper mechitzas between them, then it's called a separate house. But here, ain't a moistrim. They don't ask them. So they don't need a Erev, the Talmidim don't need a Erev with the Rav or the Sofer that lives in the Balabos's house. All these people, they don't need a Erev with their Balabos. So the question is, why not? If they have a proper mechitza between the two houses, and they have separate entrances to the street or to the chutzah, so why don't they need a separate eruv? So, of them is lam the mishabura. Zod the mishabura, lamed gimel, avol mishi yashay hatam. Now, kiven shekulam mishtamshem mishalbal habayis pafir uvebishul uvechol dova chashive kula kaoichle mishenim b'mokem echot. So the reason is, there's three reasons in Tosfos. Now the Mishabura only brings two. First reason is, because you call along a Melamed to live in your house, maybe you'll tell him, you'll eat in your own room, you're not going to eat with my family, but when you expect him to cook and to eat, what do you want? So he has his washing and his cooking, all together, the main thing is the cooking, we'll take the food from the main house. And the same thing, he's got a shtika yeshiva here, so he tells the Bochem, you don't have to eat in my house. You'll eat in your own little room there. But the actual food, you can't expect the Bochem to have a dealer to cook all their own food. So what did he expect them? They all eat from his wife's cooking. So that's the first reason. Because they're all eating from the main food, main house, that is counted as if they belong there. One reason is not enough. You have to, that's what the first reason. They're still part of the balabais. There's another reason, a very wichtige reason. That means, I've got a house, I'm living here for years, and I haven't made a eruv. I didn't call you in to make me problems. Yeah, I paid you to be a melamed, a sofer. I didn't call you in to make problems. I'm lending you my house here to live here, but not to make any problems. There's a svara. Yeah, I didn't call you in, I didn't lend you my house, that now I should be also, and I can't carry you without your eruv. I'm not interested. I lent you this house. The Mishabura Zogt calls them, so you show them, it's only because he lent it to them. If he rented it to them and he charges them, so then you can't say this story because the pshat is, I didn't rent it to you because of the amounts of renting is renting. You're renting it to them because you want money. You've got a good reason why you rent it. You can't say that, I didn't rent it to you only because. We know why you rented it. Here you can say, I don't want this. I did you a favor, I lent you my place, I'm not interested in telling. As I learned the Mishabura, if you look here, he brings Xesach Shulchan, Dastur, others argue. Others say you can even say it in such a case, when they're eating from the Balabos, you can even say if you rented it to them. Chazish Lem Pshat, as the Pshat is, it's part of my, it's a Shvacha renting, even though you're really a person for yourself, you're not really a person for yourself, because I rented it to you Al das, to give you a schwache rental, not to be a total separate entity, but to be someone who is still belonging to me and the house still belongs to me, ke'elu. You can't say it normally. We need both reasons together.
If you don't rent a mech, it should be also.
What do you mean? Why is
if you don't rent, if they don't.
Why should if they're borrowing a deal, two people, you borrow my deal, you live next door, proper mechitza between them, asses.
Yeah. Living your deal, if it's your deal, no rent.
No rent, doesn't make a difference, sure. Proper deal. Even we said even the chaklin, if you haven't got two sabayis, the mechaba starts off, that's one of the kashas, mechaba starts off when he talks about two sabayis, see base, balabai, shashlehal, bevatim, bechotze, vehishila, no yiskir, nacherim. And he either rented them or he lent them to others. What, when does he not have to have a thing? If he is, when do you don't need a eruv? If two sabbais. Is a pariah without two sabbais, even Shaila needs a eruv.
So if you have a guest for Shabbos without two sabbais?
Well,
a
guest is less than 30 days, so we're going to the end of this. It's under less than 30 days, and now there's different. And the guest eats with you. Not all. So here at the Vav, we've got two reasons. The two reasons are, one is because they are eating from, even though not in, the Balabais' house. They're eating on their own, but they're eating from the Balabais' house. And the second reason is because he lent them, another say even if he was masked to them, not to make me more problems. If he had the heavy thing or muksa thing, then anyway, we don't need to think because he can be a proper rental and live in a different house in the chotza, you don't have to think. As I state to Mishabura, Pesach, Pesuch, Lechotza, Hava Minad Yochalasa, Lechotza, Mishle Irvu, the Jovin Asa, they're called one entity. There's a long bialocha here, as you can see, because the Masa in Tosafot states another reason. And this is a very important reason, because the Rashba holds that this is the only reason. The reason that's not brought here is the only reason, and that is Yochel Salkom. Yochel Salkom means that the kinyan they have is a Shvacha kinyan, and any day he can tell them, like they used to tell the Melamed, if he had his child on Shabbos, he said, Kenish, out. So the same thing, out. So Oibazoi, especially if it's Shaila, Zicha, so Schiris would be more unusual because he might have a kinyan. But Shaila, Zicha, or any bochen yeshiva, which he doesn't like, out. So Meila, Yochel Salkam, now, so Yochel Salkam is a status. So others say, so Bialoch has got a whole reason why the Yochel Salkam alone should be good enough, even though it's not brought in the Achronim here. The Rashba is the main reason. And even Tosafot brings this as well. The Chaznish at the end holds that these two reasons are not enough. It's not even Chabad these reasons, but the Achronim Shonim speak about it. That you need also to have the reason of Yochel Salkam. So if there's some sort of contract where Eina Yochel Salkam, it won't be good enough. For those that have the Dushu, if you read number 29, he says there, what are the three tnoim? Meshutofim bafir v'bishul v'chol dover. Now this base is not mamish correct. Because base says, based on pesuach lebayis balabayis. That's not another tnoi. That's not right. The second tnoi is that, and the third one is yochel esalkam. But the base is not really right. Because the base says, based on pesuach. Based on pesuach is part of meshutofim. That the meshutofim bafir, that the whole first reason is that they belong and they eat from the balabais is only on condition that the base on pesuach, that there's a door between them. That's not base, that's part of aleph. Base is, that is shiloh schiris, and meila, I didn't do it, so the chazin shal schiris as well, I didn't do it to spoil me. And the third one is that I can be mesalik. So you need, firstly, that you the tenant, or this visitor, he takes from my food. Secondly, and there's an opening between them. The second thing is that I didn't, a svora, which comes in later, a lot more, I didn't do it today to spoil me. I didn't rent you in here, or I didn't lend you my thing just to spoil my sock making hay with it. That wasn't my idea. And that means, if the Chaznish learned, it's a schwache schius, it's a schwache shaila, it's not proper living reason, a reason that you live separately, and the third one, Yochel Salkam. At any time, I can tell you, go away. Siv Dalit. Here's a new din, Siv Dalit. Anshe Chotze, Shoyi Kulam Oichlin Al Shulchan Echot. So here we have a bit of an opposite in the first one. The first one was, the reason was, because they all cook together, makes them all one. Here we have, they're not all cooking together, but they're all eating together. So each one has a cook. It's again hotels. Well, hotels have got a lot of difference in them as well, but you can imagine it. Even if, let's say, they each cook in their own bays, in their own house.
In the hotel, yeah.
You can't get rid of hotels so quickly. Well, you can't get rid of something so quickly. He's got a cook. It's not so possible. But yeah, so anyway, it's again a sukkah, but we said sukkah anyway doesn't need ale. But imagine a sukkah, it's very, very common in places that all houses cook in one place, and in the sukkah they'll all eat there. So they're all eating together. And shechotze. Right, sukkah has different reasons that you don't need ale, where you think of the story. Or they decided all to eat together, the covered up a party, and all going to eat in one house, one place, even though the food comes from elsewhere. And shechotze sheikulam oichlan shulchan echad, afopi shekol echad, yeshle bayis bifnei atzmoi, ein tzrichim eiv menei shem, kaanshe bayis echad. Now here, in this case, is similar, which we've had already in Siv Beis, we've had in Siv Gimel, that the shaychus of this shaychus, which is that they're only eating together, is this complicated shaychus. That it's taka, that we had in Siv Beis and Siv Gimel. Maskim, they're one person, but they're only one person, they gather themselves. If the Eruv is in one of their houses, it's good. Or if there's nobody else in the Chotza, it's good. But if there are other people in the Chotza who weren't invited to this big celebration, then, and the other people will have had to make an Eruv, then all these people separately also have to give an Eruv. We've had this already three times. It comes in again now. If for some reason they have to make Eruv with people from a different Chotza, or even from the same Chotza who weren't invited, the same thing. Eruv echad lekulam, they can give all one Eruv. They can give one Eruv. It's not much the same as before, because before they had to give separate Eruv. Here they can give all one Eruv, but this thing's the same. Im hoya Eruv bo etzlam. It's not mamash like I said. It's not the same thing as before mamash. I wanted to put it together, but it's not mamash the same. Hey, it's mamash like one. That they become one. It's not the same. It's not the same as before. Forget. Delete. It's not the same as before mamash. So because here they are one. It's just legaba. It's not right what I said. They're not mamash together. It's only the din is only that there's so much together that if we have a chotze here and a chotze here, and all this chotzer want to join with the other chotzer, then only one of them has to give. Like, imagine if you have a chotzer here who've already made an Eruv, and now they decide, let's connect with the other Eruv, they don't each have to give now, you can give just one shtickle, and that will go to the other Eruv, and all those, since they've already been connected with the Eruv, they can go join those. It's a different thing. Different thing. That is connected thing. So here's the same thing. Because they're all one, eating together, when they join it with somebody else, they only need to give one. That's it again. Im hutzke lasse man shechotze ches, Eruv echle pasach and bekulim alichem lochem sheva, im hoya im bo etzlam, itaka only need one Eruv. Shkola le batem bezach shum, that's always the same thing. So the Rebbe Agor v'cheinim halbe v'alabatim oichlim v'cheide echod. If they're all eating in one place, kol echad al shulchonoi. So this is the same din as again. The difference is that the Mechaber specified anshe chotze shoykulam oichlim al shulchon echod. All eating on one table. So the Rebbe, they have to eat on one table. As long as they're eating in one room, even if kol echad al shulchonoi. Because in the eating they're all together. Like we learned in Chamisha Shotzer Betrakten, if you haven't got good mechitzas between them, they're all one. Even though there we were talking about they haven't got good mechitzas between their living quarters and their whole house. But it doesn't make any difference. Because since the ikkah is mokem achila, like we're going to see in Sif Hey, so mainly if the mokem achila is one, it's all one. Baba Bisha Poisin, Ibrahim, Villa, and Lifnaim, it's Sneers. Sometimes, every so often, they put something because they want to sing this Migos and they want to sing that Migos. It's not Bekvias. They all become one, only one has to give an Erev. It's not a proper mechitza. It's not really one. No, it's not right that it's got the same din as Beis and Gimel. They all become one mamash. As they write that they're one mamash, that they can even give one Erev when it's necessary if they want to join with a different chotzer, and if the Erev comes to them, then all, any house, it's all called one. But the shaila is that they're eating together, because this would be a din when we had before yesterday, we spoke about a granny flat, this. So if she would be eating always with her children, which would be the same din. The same din. So what happens if she only eats one meal?
So this applies to
you go after Shabbos. But once, if you only eat one meal, so Friday night she's there, Shabbos, she's there on her own, or the faket. Then it's not so pusher to say, oh, man, do you it's not so pusher, that's good enough, just one meal. Sif hey.
This applies to a hotel or Sif Talib?
It zich applies to a hotel, but a hotel could have different heterium anyway. The more usually there's an option of being like the Lemur in a hotel. To be echad, kol echad al shulchan.
Same thing. Kol echad al shulchan is the same as echad.
Yeah, but recently at the hotel, the problem was that they ate in different rooms as well.
Yeah, you
proper
make family.
No, sir, but there wasn't in one room. It's only because of Chamish Shasu Betraklin, and there's no mechitza between them, only litznias. But if they have an Ashkenaz Seder and a Tzfadish Seder in different rooms, so they won't have this hat anymore.
All the Ashkenaz together, all the Tzfadish have it.
So it doesn't help. So now you've got two people. Yeah. Now there's other Teru, I'm not saying, but but this hat often doesn't always apply totally. It has to be mamish all in one.
Two sessions of meals.
There's
a 10 o'clock meal and then.
Ah.
What
happens
about the meal? It's all one. Yeah, you're right. It's only one room. Yeah, yeah.
What happens about the 10 o'clock?
Sifhei, mi she'oichel b'mokem echot, b'yoshen b'mokem achet. A very simple thing. He's got two houses, and he lives in one of them, and in one cul-de-sac he eats, and in one cul-de-sac he sleeps. So where do you have to give a Erev? So you can ignore the sleeping one. And there he asks, Hilkach. Even if they're in different chatzeros, as I said, we should be clear. So they could live in a different place, and they eat. Every Suda they eat by the parents. They wouldn't asa in the place where they sleep. Let's do Mishavuya till now. Let's go in another book. Yoshim Mokemach, Membeis, we're going to Loyma Bechotzach, Enomoisim, Pirish. Loyma Mokemashena, Shleuvim Shan Shechotzav, Loyma Mokemachila, why? Shem Negurmach Aviam, Yitzin Beiruvur, because they're eating with the father. Pras, Pirish, Shem, now, Abba. Noisin Lem Pras, Oichim Bebotem. If the father gives them a stipend, because it could be food, of Mishavuya state, even if he gives them money, and they eat in their own houses, then Oisrim. That means, imagining, of course they ask, nishna they ask in the chotzer that they are. Imagine you've got a cul-de-sac, and you've got people in them. See, here, I've got myself, here's the negev, the same as Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, it's in a minute, I thought it was Sif earlier. That means, you have a cul-de-sac, and you have in there the father living, let's say with three children. And he instead of them inviting them all to his house, every Erev Shabbos, they come to him, and he gives them the food. The mama, I get a mama, she gives them all the food. Or, the tata, I get a tata, and he gives them money every week, and they buy the Shabbos food from him. Oh. So they're oichlin pras, it's only because they're children, and they're close to the father. So you've got four people living here, so do they need ayuv or not? So here's the gea, if there's only those four people there, they don't need ayuv. Abba, if there's other people there, then they ask, when do they ask, if the Erev hasn't come to their house and there's other people in the Chotzeh? If the Erev is elsewhere, also we know that they are separate people that gather everybody else. Everybody else, as far as they're looking out, we've got a father, we've got three children in different houses, and there's another five people. So as we said the simon yesterday, as far as we're concerned, there's four different people. Come on, each one should give an Erev. The attacker should give an Erev. Also, meaning Shem Shishad, you and us, we all give Erev, you also give Erev. And in Nami also, Dodi. Those are the only people living in the Chotzah. Then you don't have to give, because it's in one of the houses which belongs to one big group. So wherever you put the Erev, either the father or the brothers, it's good enough, and you don't need to go further. So this is the case again, which is similar to the cases before. That's what I have to say. Sorry.